5:28 South African time on this beautiful early Wednesday morning, the 17th of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1444. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected teacher, Ustad, Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Marana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Wednesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 17th of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on Surah Ash-Shu'ara, chapter number 26 and verses number 185 to 188. Now Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam is telling his people who are involved in business, very, very influential in their commercial centers, that you're weighing, you're measuring, everything must be done with justice, and you must not be shortchanging the people and not committing fraud. Now, obviously, when you speak the truth, then the people find it very, very bitter. So in chapter 26, verse 185, what was their response? Qalu, they, the people there in the thicket, in the forest, in the jungle, they were saying, Qalu, innama anta minal musahhareen, that you are only from those people who are bewitched. Jadu has been done upon you. Witchcraft has been done upon you. You are not thinking properly. And we are justified. Like today you see the people that when you tell them, then they want to justify the wrong. And they even mention it clearly. Naf'alu fi amwalina ma nasha. We will do in our wealth as we want to. Nobody must come and tell us what to do and so forth and so on. So imagine the arrogance of these people. One side they were committing the crime, and the other side they tried and justified it. Open chapter 11, Surah Hud, and verse number 87, and you will find it there. They said, who are you to come and tell us regarding our wealth? Hence we will do in our wealth as we wish. O annaf'ala fi amwalina ma nasha. So, وَمَا أَنْتَ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا. And you are none, so nothing so special. You're just an ordinary mortal and human being like us. You see, character assassination. He's a prophet, a messenger, a Nabi, selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. He's receiving wahi and revelation, but the people will try with their clumsy arguments and foolish arguments to try and undermine the message and the messenger. وَإِنَّ ظُنُّكَ لَمِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And we are like sure that you are from the liars. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. He was Khatibul Anbiya. He was the one who was the orator of the prophets and messengers. If you go to Jordan even today, there is a grave there. And Nusiba, it is attributed to him. Wallahu A'lam, we say we can't say that 100% sure. But remember, even there, when I went there several times, it was written on the corner, Khatibul Anbiya. But he is the orator of the prophets. But when people don't want to believe you, then they always will come up with excuses. Chapter 11 and verse 91. What did they say? قالوا, they said, يا شعيب, O شعيب, ما نفقه كثيرا مما تقول. We don't understand majority of the things you are teaching and saying to us. You see, therefore in Urdu we have a wonderful saying, agar tu hi na chahe to bahane hazar. If you don't want to do something, then you will have 1,000 excuses. So like our people today, when you bring a lecturer from Pakistan or India and he delivers a lecture in Urdu, they say, you know what, they're wasting our time, we don't understand. But the same weekend or the weekend after that, you find a Qawwali show, you find a musical show, then you will find them shaking their head, tapping their feet, throwing money. But it's the same Urdu there as well. So the mind is blocked already. So when people don't want to hear the truth, then they will say, and this will resonate with the apologetic people and apologists, and those people who are think themselves to be enlightened people. مَا نَفْقَهُ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا تَقُولُ. We don't understand majority of the things that you are saying and speaking. So this is exactly what's happening even today to majority of the Muslim and non-Muslim, we all know. They even accused him of being a liar, Allah forbid. They said, okay, let's do this. We say you are not a prophet and a messenger, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. You say you are a prophet and messenger. Bring the punishment now and now. فَأَسْقِطْ عَلَيْنَا كِسَفًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. Hence bring down upon us a portion of the punishment from the skies, whether it's a lightning, whether it's a thunder, whether it's a thunderbolts. إِن كُنْتَ مِّنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. If you are the truthful one. You see, this is now challenging a prophet and a messenger. قال, he answered and responded, رَبِّي أَعْلَمُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. My Almighty Allah knows best what you are doing in the darkness of the night, in the brightness of the day, in your privacy and public life. Everything will happen on the appointed time. So what happened? InshaAllah, we will discuss it tomorrow. Let's go around the world, news, views, interviews, and very interesting today. Let's start America. Big problems, America. Every month they will have some shooting. So now we go to Richmond in America. 7 children dead. Why? Some crazy nutcase. But they will never use the word terrorist. They won't. They will say he's a whitey and he's a lone wolf and so forth. But they won't use the word terrorist. So 7 children, graduation, pupils there, and now they killed and so forth. That is your America. Now you see Putin. Putin is a master tactician. So they went and they blew up the dam there in Ukraine. So now big problems for the Ukrainians. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands, millions have left already basically from Ukraine. They move from here to there. Now another thousands will have to move because the dam levels are rising. And the nuclear plant is not far from there. Now Khandi Papa dance, you see. So you want to play with Putin? Putin is putting you in the place. So now Ukraine, the European Union, and all say war crime, war crime. So Putin say, you called me a war criminal, now I'll show you what I will do. So and the Russians pulled the fast one. They say, no, that the Ukrainians did it themselves because they want more aid from America and so forth. You must say, Putin, we did it, and so forth, because we want to finish you all up. Now, Nikki Kelly. You know Nikki Kelly. Nikki Kelly, in the Trump years, she was the ambassador of America to the United Nations. And one day they had a vote about Israel and Palestine. 70-60% voted or more for Palestine. And you could see how humiliated, disgraced she was. She's an Indian. She's a spaza whitey. If you don't understand the term a spaza whitey, she's an imitation. You must remember that. So she says, now look at, she wants to become president, first female president. Hillary couldn't get it right. Now she wants to, the half Indian and so forth. So imitations, Paza Indian. That, so she says, no, we must give Ukraine all the support and we must win. Otherwise, Russia is going to come for Poland and come for other countries, and then that will be the start of World War III. Well, Nikki Kelly, that you're half Indian, that you lied to the people. So remember, World War III has started already. Go ask your Biden and them. So thousands of Ukrainians, remember, are being evacuated, and big problem for them. Now look at this one here. This, I must say, you know my feelings of MBS, but this one, it was a sharp one, this MBS, the Murtad. So one side, they invited Blinken. They said, Blinken, you must come there. So he arrived yesterday. So Blinken, Secretary of State of America, is there in Saudi Arabia for 3 days. So there's yesterday, Tuesday. So one side, Blinken comes, and on the other side, the Iranian embassy opens in Riyadh. Now what a smack in the face of the Americans. You must remember, you come here, and on the other side, we're opening the embassy. And now the ties are formal, 100%. 40,000 Iranian people will be performing Hajj. We say Shias are kufar, we say MBS is murtad, but that is the news I'm giving you. Prince Harry, he's in big trouble, this guy. So yesterday they had him in the court and they were questioning him for 5 hours. So he said, the press is harassing me, intimidating me, not from now, for years and years and years. You see, you jutlas, you haramis, I always told you that you will be always punished, humiliated, disgraced. Now see, that the Israeli soccer team, they have been banned for 1 year, one of the soccer teams, and not the national team, so one of the teams there. So remember, they have been banned for storming the pitch and the, whatever else, the soccer stadium. And remember, they were given a fine, and you FIFA, you must kick them out. They're the biggest apartheid terrorist regime there in the Middle East, and one in the world also. And then you see this guy, the Ben Gwir Ibn Himar, the son of a donkey. So he says, we're going to give more guns to the people. So fine, give more guns. So some will come in the hands of the Palestinians, because the jutlas will sell them to them. And then you will see how many more jutlas will be sent to hell. And now they are preparing. Can you believe this? You Muslims, you better wake up from your slumber. And you Arab tenpot dictators, haramis. So does Israelis. There's Ben Gwir and all his haramis. So remember that they bought, or they got a free gift, whatever it is. 5 heifers, 5 cows, all red, red cows. You must remember, the Hindus love their cows, and remember they say is their god or whatever. And you must remember, the jutlas love the cow. Quran speaks of it. The love of the calf and the cow has been placed in their hearts, because both of them, remember that they are blasphemers, committing kufr and blasphemy. So now they are preparing to build the new temple there at the Temple Mount, at Kubbatu Sakhra, Dome of the Rock. So start it and see what will happen. You must remember, you will start a real war then. So the nurses in Africa are leaving for the UK. Richie Rich, why are you stealing the nurses from Africa? So they give them more wages, give them more perks and so forth. Rwanda doesn't have enough nurses, but many of them are gone to the UK. Can you believe that? Now see, the Western media reluctantly are admitting now Taliban is doing an excellent job regarding the poppy seeds and the poppy crops. You were there for 20 years illegally, and then the Taliban gave you America, 48 countries in total, such a whopping thrashing you will never ever forget. And Trump said it was the worst defeat in the history of America. Taliban brought the crops down, remember that, and the poppy, which is used for heroin, is now under 80-90% under control. Who could do this? People who have iman and faith, not people who are the enemies of humanity. Remember these things here. Then let's come here on a lighter side. One youngster sent me a message yesterday. Shortage, listen to the story, Maulana. Mm-hmm. Shortage of eggs. So why the shortage of eggs? Because you must remember they're identifying, you must say, the hen as a rooster. They're getting even the gender mixed up of the animals and the chicken also. So they are calling the hen, H-E-N, as a rooster. So then they put a big board there. Now the shortage of eggs. These are the haramis who don't know their entry from their exit. And every Muslim sister and brother, you must boycott Woolworths. Because the CEO said yesterday, arrogantly, on the radio station there, non-Muslim station, we don't need their money and so forth. They can go and spend it everywhere. Okay. Rise up, you Muslims. Show them what is Muslim power. Allah. That we will fix you up. Not only now in June in Pride Month and Gay Month, we will never put our foot in Woolworths. Why are you boot-licking them? You must show these jutlas and all of them. We have money power, we have imani power, and our Islamic identity will not allow us to go there. Sad news from India. Very few of you know it, but write it down, make a note, make dua for them. Maulana Yusuf Bah. His name is Maulana Yusuf Bah. So he was incarcerated by the Hindu terrorist regime, apartheid regime, for what? For teaching children, teaching Islam, so forth. He fell ill, and then they were taking him to Surat, and en route he passed away, according to the news report. And then yesterday he was buried there. Yesterday he was buried there, remember, in Randair. So this is sad news there in India. So we must make a lot of dua for him and all those who are incarcerated in Palestine, occupied Palestine, and India, Kashmir, wherever else. See our children. You Muslims, again, make note of this. You children, make note of this. 2001, there was a father and a son. The son's name, Muhammad Durra. And the Israeli apartheid terrorist Nazi regime murdered him. And the father came to South Africa. And Muhammad Durra, a shaheed, he was the diamond, the pearl, and the ruby, you know. So they murdered him, and the father came. And we had a big gathering there in Durban, 4,000-5,000 people in 2001. I had to translate his talk, so I remember it very well. So the father survived and son martyred by the Israeli of 2001, Muhammad Durra. 2023, Muhammad Tamimi, 2 years old, murdered and martyred by the Israeli Defense Force, the Haramis, the real terrorists of the world, and his father is there in the hospital. Yesterday was his janaza. So keep the two Muhammads, Muhammad Durra, Muhammad Tamimi, both martyred, and the father survived. Allah Jalla wa Ala, make it easy for them, and destroy and annihilate the apartheid terrorist regime. That's what we make dua every day. China police, though, now Sunak woke up, you see. So the Chinese police stations in the UK are closed now. They used to have their own ones. They say, no, you can't have all this and all, no more ching chong, ping pong, ling long, all that. They closed it up there. Then Ukraine reject. Oh, Pope came into politics. They told Pope, you don't waste our time. So the Ukrainian regime told the Pope, we're not interested in your peace plan and so forth. The EU, the European Union, which is supporting, you must remember, this Ukraine, that they are running out of money. So America bankrupt, and then remember, European Union bankrupt. and of MBS. He's buying everything or else. So now he bought off the golf guys off. So that is sports washing. He wants the World Cup. So now he bribes this guy, bribe this guy, bribe this guy, and so forth. But human rights, zero. You talk one word against him in Saudi Arabia, they put you away for 10, 20, 30 years. So you Westerners, because you've got no principles, you'll put yourself up for sale, and he bribes you up. You should hang your heads in shame.
Somebody says, Ustad, why do you say free Palestine but not free Kurdistan, Ustad?
So you must remember, we make dua every day for the oppressed people of the world, and whether it's Muslim or non-Muslim, we say you must remember that whoever is oppressed, remember, the Palestinian issue is running not from now, so it's running from before 1948, you must remember this. Go study Palestine, go study the gangs, the terrorist gangs, the Irgun gang, and the Stern gang, and the Haganah gang. So these were all haramis, real terrorists, even before Israel was formed in 1948. You, the Kurds, remember Kurdi, we say in Arabic, we can never forget your ihsan and favor upon the ummah. And that is Salahuddin Ayyubi al-Kurdi. He was a Kurd. And remember that he liberated Palestine and so forth. But one thing I don't agree with you all. You, the Kurds, that you want to topple Erdogan's government, or you want to come and cause problems in Turkey. He's one of the few people who has some Islam and Muslims at heart and so forth. And the Jutlas and the Americans all wanted him out. But Almighty Allah gave him a victory against all the odds, and the Americans and Biden himself said that, remember that we want him out. Israel, if you read the Haaretz newspaper, every day they would write against him. So you must remember this. So that is how Almighty Allah is elevating him. So you Kurds, you have to reposition yourselves. The best thing for you is this, to sit, and then you must go into discussions rather than carry on with guerrilla operations.
I see, Ustad, it says, how powerful will Elon Musk be in 20 years' time, Vishnu, Ustad?
What you know, he dies tomorrow, my brother Vishnu. Who got guarantee we'll see sunset today or sunrise tomorrow or sunrise today, my brother Vishnu? You know this world, what happens? وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Allah says, this time we have given you, we rotate it amongst the people. You must remember that. So it's rotating. See, Vishnu, I teach you a lesson which you don't know. You know, when you were in school, Vishnu, you used to learn a lesson there in Durban, that we will give you a kick and you will end up in Timbuktu. I learned that school lesson, you learned it. It was a famous saying. Do you know where's Timbuktu? Timbuktu is in Mali. Now today, Vishnu, this is your homework. Press there, Mali, and press the history of Mali. They were the richest kingdom. You see, Saudi Arabia were beggars and paupers, you must remember, in 1910, 1920, 1930, all these things here. Mali used to send them millions, you must remember this. But when the world politics came, when the white men came, and then they stripped them of their wealth, and then Saudi found oil, so then all the status quo changed. So that is what happens. Today's Maldar Kalki Ghurbat. Today's rich person becomes a pauper tomorrow. Rags to riches and riches to rags. So it will never last, all these things here. And especially as the world is going now with artificial, you must remember, intelligence. You just need 2-3 mistakes to go, and then you find, boom, so many problems in the world.
Somebody says, Ustad, Pakistan's economy was stronger than India. How did they mess up, Ustad?
So I told you 100 times that America, Europe, the West, all of them are guilty. Pakistan is surrounded by enemies. India is their enemy. Iran is their enemy. They themselves and Taliban sometimes have problems and Afghanistan and so forth. So they don't want Pakistan to thrive. Why? Because they're the only country, you must remember, Muslim country. Arabs good for nothing. They got millions and billions and trillions and zillions, but they can't have an atom bomb and so forth. Therefore, I agree with Iran. You must go full out. Why can Israel, the Harami, have nuclear and all these things? And why Pakistan? Pakistan got nuclear. So therefore, India can't touch them. They know what will happen. But the West wants, they must denuclearize. They must remove that. You see the ANC and South Africa. It was one of the most foolish decisions to make, you must say. The Boer, the whites, they had nuclear here in South Africa. When we became independent, then we said, no, we're the only nation in the world. You have nuclear and then you remove the nuclear. You should be a real, you understand, powerhouse. Now South Africa is third world, fourth world. The investors are running away. People with professional skills of all colors, white, Indian, black, green, pink, whatever colors, all running away. There's no future for them in South Africa. Can you blame them? So you can't blame them. So that is why all of them want to attack Pakistan, and then they will, you know, the political, who remove Imran Khan, I'm asking you. So it is the West. They know how the Pakistani politicians are so corrupt. Just give them $1 million, $100 million to one whole country. And then, now what they doing? Now the West, America are saying, we will give you million. You must promote the LGBT in Pakistan. That was yesterday's news. So you see what they want to do? They want to remove the whole Islamic identity from Pakistan, and the main aim is you must remove the nuclear. So we hope and pray that whichever government comes in, because they have to have elections now this year, so then at least they'll have that common sense to know. But they will sell everything normally. That's how what things happens there in Pakistan.
Let me say this a bit slowly, Ustad. It's 5:54 South African time. Breaking news. Finally, your dua has been Kabul, my beloved Ustad. I'm going to read it out. I've got both the phones here because I'm busy chatting with Van Veek, and I'm busy chatting with Brother Ibrahim Anderson. Greetings, brothers. I have submitted sincerely to my Creator Allah. Let me join my dearest friend Anderson. I will be waiting. I thank you, Priest Van Veek. As I'm chatting with Brother Ibrahim Anderson, he says, tell Mufti AK, today, I am the happiest person. Allahu Akbar, Ya Rabbul Alameen. Over to you, Ustad.
MashaAllah. You see, this is Allah. We can only make dua and supplicate. I promised you I'll pray for you. And believe you me, I don't have to please you. I have to please my Creator, my brother Van Veek. Now we're no more going to call you pastor and priest. We're going to call you brother Van Veek. You're our brother in Islam. And we must thank our brother Ibrahim Anderson. He was your colleague there in the seminary when you were studying. Now you're going to become Muslim brothers, and your ties will grow also. So my brother, I want you, Van Veek, that you must keep close connection with him and our brother Ibrahim Anderson, and see how he is convincing people. So he is in Natal and you are in Pretoria, so both of you in different provinces, and our beautiful country South Africa, you become the ambassadors of Islam. And Mr. Van Veek, one thing I want to tell you, don't give out your number to anybody. Yes. Because why? They got too many enemies, you must remember this. They will try and harass you, intimidate you, and so forth. So read now, my brother, and then we will conclude with a good supplication for all of you and all of us. So my brother Van Veek, you're going to read now in Arabic, and then we'll translate it in English. And our brother Ibrahim Anderson is so happy. His special friend has embraced Islam. So read, my brother. Ashhadu, ashhadu, Allah, Allah, ilaha, ilaha, illallahu, illallahu, wa ashhadu, anna, anna, Muhammadan, Muhammadan, abduhu, abduhu, wa rasuluh, wa rasuluh. You're a Muslim now, and mashallah, what name did you choose, my brother Van Wyk?
He says, Ustad, choose for me.
I will choose for you the best name. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Abdullah and Abdurrahman. So these two are the best names. So which one you like, my brother? Abdullah, the slave of Almighty Allah, or Abdurrahman, the slave of the one who's very, very gracious. So remember that these are the best ones. So you can choose now Abdullah or Abdurrahman. Then you listen the message, and now we read the translation of what we read in Arabic. So you repeat after me. I bear witness that truly there is none worthy of worship, that there is none worthy of worship except Almighty Allah, except Almighty Allah. And I also bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad, we say peace, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you say peace be upon him, was, is, will always be, the last and the final messenger and prophet of Almighty Allah, the last and the final prophet and messenger of Almighty Allah. So what name did you choose, my brother?
He's busy typing out. I see Brother Ibrahim Ellison says, ask Ustad, give him the name Lut. But I see he's busy typing out. He says, Van Wyk says, Abdullah Ustad.
Very good name. So Allah make you the true slave of Almighty Allah. So easy name for you. And you must tell people your name is Abdullah. So we love you for the sake of Almighty Allah. It's not an easy decision. You were not only a non-Muslim, you were a pastor. And now you had to go deep, deep down in your soul. And now you must tell your flock and your people there that now I got nothing to do with the church, I got nothing to do with Christianity. I will always be there to give you advice, but it's advice from an Islamic perspective and so forth. So show your love, show your compassion. That's what our people need. So we're going to pray now, and you raise your hands, my brother, that Abdullah Van Wyk and my brother Ibrahim Anderson. So this is only Allah, it's not we. Remember that we are non-entities, we are sinners, we are transgressors. It's Allah, Allah's fadl, Allah's mercy, Allah's grace. And we must thank the capital group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his family and the brothers and all parents, everybody, that they make all this possible. Early morning people listen to us, we give them some advice, and then they say, make me Muslim. So in this 1-2 minutes, let's make dua. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wa mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammadu wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya Allah, our brother Ibrahim Anderson, you reward him for all the sterling work he's doing. Ya Allah, our brother Abdullah Van Wyk, keep him steadfast in Iman and Islam. Ameen. Keep us all steadfast in Iman and Islam. Ya Allah, make us ambassadors of your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, people are thirsty for Islam. People are hungry for Islam. Use us, Ya Allah, so we can propagate the true Islam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our humble, broken efforts, Ya Allah. اللهم اجعلنا هاديين مهديين موفقين مقبولين يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا من المقبولين والممتازين في الدنيا والآخرة يا رب العالمين قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب Rabbil Alameen. My brother Abdullah Van Wyk, that if I was there, I would have kissed your hands and your forehead. You made a great and you made the correct decision. My brother Ibrahim Anderson, same thing for you. We would have kissed your forehead and your hands for the sterling yeoman service you are rendering to humanity. May Almighty Allah accept all Mauna Arafat, Mauna Salim Kareem, and all of you. You, the esteemed listeners, you see what's happening. So there is a change coming. So we can make South Africa, we can make Africa, we can make the world a better place. Two conditions: you must never compromise on Islam and never be apologetic about Islam. We don't need democracy, we don't need capitalism, we don't need secularism, we don't need Zionism. We have Islam, which is the best for the rest as well. That is my parting message to all of you. 6 o'clock, inshallah, Suleiman Esop's news, and thereafter the Fajr Adhan, and inshallah thereafter Mauna Khalid. Today is Wednesday, so inshallah after Zohar his duas are accepted. Barakallahu feek. Inshallah, my brother Junaid Mota, we want the clip of all this last 5 minutes or so. Barakallahu feek. Jazakallahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.